Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, Victorious Living. We just thank God for you this day. It is a blessed day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. This is His day. He made this day. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, and He has allowed us. He has allowed us, His children, to be present. He's allowed us to come in and just learn more about Him. Glory to God, huh? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We need Him. We need the Word. We need a closer walk. We need a better understanding of what He has to say to us. We need clarity. Yeah. Many times we go to church and we leave, but we still don't have the clarity. Oh, yeah. We don't have it broke down. We don't have it explained in the level that we need. Yes, yes, yes. But our God, He knows just what He needs, and He knows where to send us. Glory to God. Yeah, to hear what He has to say to us. And we just thank God for every listener that is present today. Yes, we thank God for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know that you're here because of God. No other reason. No one else sent you but Him. And we're just grateful to have you with us. And we just ask God's blessings to continually flow, yeah, in your direction. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. We're just going to read the scripture that is found in the book of Psalms real quick. And that's Psalms 18, chapter 18. And we're going to do verse 30 and 31. And verse 30 says, "As for God, His way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true." They prove to be true. "He is a shield for all who look to Him for protection." Glory to God. "For who is God except the Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock?" Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God, huh? Glory to God. Oh, that's why we lift Him up. That's why we edify Him. That's why we glorify Him. Even when we don't feel like it. Even when our self, our flesh, this old earthly house seem like it just can't move anymore, we can always utter our praise to God. Yeah, we can find a praise. A praise can be deep down. Hallelujah. Deep down. Deep down within us. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Again, we just thank you for being here with Victorious Living. This is Minister Janice, and I am blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm blessed, and I'm highly favored. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you for this day. Thanking you for the opportunity that you have given us, God. Nobody else gave us this opportunity but you. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today, Lord. We just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for the many blessings that you have showered upon us, God. Oh, God, we come lifting up this nation, oh, God. We lift up the nations all around. Oh, Master, we lift them up to you. We lift up our sisters and brothers in California, Lord. Master, you know what's going on in California. Oh, God. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon our families, Lord. Our husbands, our wives, our children, our nieces, our nephews, our aunts. our mamas, our nanas. Oh, God, we lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up the pawpaw, oh, God. Yeah. Right now in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh, God, that you lead and guide us into all truth. Protect us, oh, God. Keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we will carefully give you all the praise. We will give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. Yes, we are just grateful today. We're grateful to have you with us. And we know that we have been really engaging in false prophets. Yeah, yeah, false prophets. That's our topic. And we want to continue on in this series, really, that we're in. We know that we usually teach on a topic for an entire month. Yeah. And so that way it brings a lot of clarity to the believers. It brings you clarity. And we need to have clarity. Yes, yes, yes. So as we continue on into false prophets, I just want to start off reading something to you. And it says here, anybody like to hear from a liar? Anybody like to hear from someone who was a deceiver? Anybody like to hear from a known trickster? Watching their efforts to dig ditches and bury as much honesty and dignity as possible, never to uproot these innocent principles, dear, to the heart of the believer. Honesty. Honesty. To be faithful, to be truthful. Glory to God. They would never uproot that. Never. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nobody likes to hear a trickster. Nobody engages, really enjoys just sitting and listening to someone that's lying, and you know they're lying, and it's a continuous lie, and you know you heard that lie last week, or you heard that same lie last month, and it's just a lie because there's no truth in a lie. Yeah. We are the believers in Christ. Yeah, yeah, yes, yes we are. Turn with me quickly to Ezekiel chapter 9. We're going to go to the book of Ezekiel chapter 9. And we know that the deceivers are many, many deceivers. And it starts off and it says, my hand will be against the prophet who see false vision and utter lying divinations. They will not belong to the council of my people or be listed in the records of Israel, nor will they enter the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the sovereign. The sovereign. The sovereign God. Huh? When we say sovereign God, sovereignty means I'm the only one. I'm the only one. I am the only one. Yeah, I'm the ruler. I'm the true God. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's I will raise my fist. He's going to raise his fist up against all the lying prophets, those that lie, those that go out their way to present a lie to the people of God. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, when you just go out your way, when you plot and you planning, there's somebody that's really paying attention to you. Even though you think nobody's watching, nobody cares. Hey, you're wrong. You're wrong. Yeah. And it says, and they will be banished from the communities of Israel. I will blot their names from Israel, their records from the books, and they will never again see their own land. Then you will know. See, then you're going to know. You're going to know I'm sovereign. You're going to know that I am the God. Yeah, that I am the King of Kings, and I am the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. Then you're going to know. Then you're going to understand. Yeah, yeah. So really, if you look at this, there's twofolds to this. He's talking to us, those who sit and listen, and then he's talking to you who stand and plot and plan. Huh? Look at that. Yeah. So it's two messages here. Those who sit and listen, yeah, you sit and you listen and you engage and you entertain the lying prophet is saying. Uh-huh. Yeah. You think it's funny. You throw back your head and you laugh. You who sit and plot and plan and instigate, yeah, all through the body of Christ. Yeah, he's talking to you here too. Mm-hmm. He's really talking to you. Yeah, yeah. It's just like you will no longer exist. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Will he fight your battle? Yes, he will. He's telling us right here in this passage right here, he's letting us know that he is God. Mm-hmm. And he will fight our battle. All we got to do is just keep still. Yeah, just keep still. Just stand and see the salvation of the Lord, huh? Glory to God. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 6. We're just going to do verse 26 here. 26. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Mm-hmm. Just keep trusting him. Keep trusting and just keep believing. 26 says, woe to you when everyone speaks well of you. For that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. Now listen to that. Woe. What does woe mean? Mm-hmm. What does anybody know what woe mean? Woe. When the Bible says woe, what does woe mean? What is woe meaning? What is the meaning behind woe to us? When we see that word, and I know we've seen it many times, because the book of Ezekiel uses the word woe, oh, endless do we see woe. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's really good when we see this. It's not something good. Yeah, woe. The meaning of woe, it means great sorrow. Listen at that. Great sorrow. Mm-hmm. Great distress. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great sorrow. Sadness. Mm-hmm. So it's sadness to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great sorrow to you. Mm-hmm. To you who, uh-huh, when they speak, you know, we see this a lot of times. People come up to you and they speak, they give you these, oh, that was done real well, or some type of greeting of more or less edifying you and never acknowledging the God that's in you, but edifying you yourself, and it's all self-image and it's all about self. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See what it says here, woe to you when everyone speaks well of you. See, when everyone speaks well of you, you should say, it's not about me, and it never was about me, and it never will be about me, but it's all about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's our answer. Yeah, that's what we should be saying. It was never about me. It was always about him. Hallelujah. Glory to God, huh? Yeah, that's what we should be saying. Yes. Look at that. Look at that. Mm-hmm. So sorrow, it's going to be awaiting you. Mm-hmm. Sorrow, when you take the credit, when you are highly lifted up and exalted, sorrow will await you. Mm-hmm. And what we see here is a lot of false people, false prophets, liars, deceivers, they enjoy this. They bathe in this. Stand around and listen. Whenever this comes to them, they never will acknowledge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They will always take credit. Yeah, they take credit and never acknowledging that it was all about God. It was never about me. Yeah, false prophets. This is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And we see them. Yeah, it's like all of a sudden they have multiplied. Yeah, they've multiplied. Yeah, they all 20 to 30 of them in one congregation. Yeah, they're false. They have been come to a false prophet conference where they all together and they all plotting and they all planning. Yeah, it's not any one any longer. It's no longer that way. Yeah, why? Because Satan knows that his time is winding up. Yeah, come on now. He's aware of the time frame that is in place. Yes, and he hopes that we who are in Christ are not paying attention. God, turn with me quickly to Isaiah 42. We're going to do Isaiah 42 and 8. Yeah, and we're just talking about all this false stuff, the lying, the deceivers that we see. Mm-hmm. How they plot and they plan. Yeah, they plot and plan. Disturbance in the church. Disturbance in your home. Yeah, disturbance in your family. Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah, today it is so open that we see that some of the deceivers have actually come into your homes. Yeah, and actually filtered into your private lives. Yeah, yeah. So Isaiah 42 and 8 says, I am the Lord. Mm-hmm. He says this, that is my name. He tell you who he is, huh? He's not hiding. I am. I'm the Lord. And he said, I will not give my glory. Listen to this. I will not give my glory to anyone else. I will not share my praise with carved idols. Now, what am I talking about here? Carved idols, mm-hmm. Statues, images of false gods. He said, I will not share it with them. Yeah, they have no power. They have no dominion over me. I am the God. I'm sovereign. I'm the God. Yeah, I'm the creator of heaven and of earth. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to share. I'm not going to share my glory. I'm not going to share the fact that in the moment that I created the heavens. I created the earth. Yeah. I blew breath into man, and he became a living soul. Did you hear what I said? God is talking to us today, and he's trying to show us the false prophets and what they're doing and how they have come and dwell, how they're in bedding into our communities, into our families. Yes, God is talking to us, and he's telling us for us to be aware, for us to be on guard, to be on guard, to not to be sleeping in a state of slumberness, but to be on the alert. Glory to God, huh? Matthew 24 and 24 says, false messiahs and false prophets will appear. So this is a promise. He's telling us they will. They will appear. They're coming. As a matter of fact, they're already here. Mm-hmm. And they're going to perform. They're going to perform great signs and wonders. And we know we have seen a lot of things. We have seen a lot of things. Yeah, yeah, a lot, a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, signs and wonders. Mm-hmm. They're going to perform a lot. Mm-hmm. To deceive, mm-hmm. If possible, even the elect. Now, stay with me right here. Stay with me, please. Stay with me. The false messiah. Mm-hmm. The false prophet. Mm-hmm. He will rise up. And he's up. Mm-hmm. Time is winding up. And he's aware of it. Okay? So his job is to try to get as many of us as possible, and our job. We on the defense. Are we? Do I have any football players here? Yeah, yeah. We are trying to get as many on our team as possible as well. Yes, that's our assignment. Yes, yes. Come on now. Yeah, that's our assignment. Yeah, and so we're gonna see who is going to have the victory. Now we know already that if we are on the Lord's side, hallelujah, we got the victory. We got the victory. Yeah. So the enemy hopes that we don't know that. But I want you to understand. I want you to get it tonight. If you're walking in the Lord, if you're walking in truth, if you're walking in righteousness, hallelujah, you're on the winning team. You're on the winning side. Don't worry about what the score look like right now. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. God got it. Revelations tell us. Hey, he talks to us, the believers in Christ. And it reminds us that we have the victory in Jesus. We got it in Jesus Christ. Look at this. Look at this. The false messiahs, the false prophets, they will rise up and perform. They're going to perform great miracles, miracles, signs, and wonders to deceive us, if possible. Even God's chosen ones. Now, listen to me right there. Put a bookmark. Even God's chosen ones, even those who are in the hierarchy, so to speak, he's coming to deceive them as well. Yes. And so many times we see this has happened, but the church gets quiet. Yeah. When they have been subdued. Yes. It's a spirit of seduction that takes place. You've been subdued. You've been had. You've been lied to. Yes. He's coming. He is coming. And this is what this verse in Matthew is telling us. Even the elect. Yeah. And it says also, the elect means what? The elect could even be someone who holds a public office. Are you listening to me? Listen to me. Even someone who has been voted in to office. Yeah. Voted in that holds a high position. Yeah. So this means simply that false prophets are all around. They're in all denominations. Come on now. They are in all classes. You may have the upper class. Yeah, and you may have a smaller class. Yeah, they're all around. They're Satan's imps, and they're working right now. Yeah, they're working. Yes. Turn with me quickly to 2 Peter. I'm sorry, not 2 Peter, 2 Timothy. I'm just getting so happy here. Yeah, 2 Timothy 4. We're going to do verse 3 and 4. For the time will come when the people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desire, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Sounds familiar? Does that sound familiar to you? Yeah. Does it sound familiar to you? The danger is danger of this behavior. Yeah, very dangerous. Want what I want, when I want it, and how I want it. Yeah, very dangerous. That's very suicidal. Yes, yes, yes. That's like playing Russian roulette. Glory to God. Huh? Russian roulette. Look at this. You may not get the truth. Yeah, that's the downside. You may not get the truth. Your desire hasn't worked all this time, and it still will not work. Look at that. Self-destruction is where you're headed. Self-destruction. The danger of it is not receiving the truth. You see, it comes a time in life when you need to hear what you don't want to hear so that way you can get to where God wants you to get. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Yeah, it's called being pruned. Yeah, being purged. That's what it's all about, to be pruned and to be purged, to be washed out, to be clean. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The truth. The truth shall set you free. God is an extraordinary God. An extraordinary God. He's so omnipotent. He's so omnipresent, and he has so patiently waited on all of us. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lies, lies, they keep us bound. Lies, they keep us living in fear. Lies, we never walk in the true knowledge of God. Knowledge. Lies. Who we are in Christ. We never will know who we are in Christ if we keep entertaining the lie. And the one who brings the lie to us, prophet. And many times we know this is a lie, but we sit and we like the way it sounds. We like the way it feels. We know it's not right, but it feels good. It feels good because this is what you want to hear. This is what you think you should hear. And for some reason, you are prone to itchy ears. You have the itchy ears and you want to hear this thing. You just want, you know, it's not right. You know, when you go to this whole event that's going on, it's just like being in a club. Yeah, when you walk into this church, it's like you're in a club instead of edifying God. It's like the club, you're in a club setting. And you know this is not right, but it feels good. Yeah, and you just want to go because all your friends gone. Yeah. Falling at the feet of the deceiver. And our Heavenly Father is standing there waiting. Yeah. He's waiting for us to have the desire in our hearts to want the truth, to have righteousness that only He can give us. Yeah. Righteousness. Yeah. The deceiver. He comes to deceive all of us. But we have been given the Holy Spirit, glory to God, who will come and lead and guide us into all truths. But all we have to do is avail ourselves. Yeah, avail ourselves to God. The Holy Spirit is ever present, and He's ever waiting on us to use. To be used. Yeah. To walk in righteousness. Yeah. To walk in the holiness that is so prevalent. But all we have to do is desire the righteousness of Christ. Yeah. This is the God that I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. He wants us to be aware. He wants us to pay attention, to sit up. To tighten up your, lace up your boots. Yeah. Put on that breastplate of righteousness. Yeah. To stand tall and watch the salvation of the Lord. Yeah. This is the God that we come to glorify, that we come to magnify. Hallelujah. We exalt Him and we thank Him for the many blessings that He shower upon us. There are blessings that we see and there are blessings that we don't see. But He's ever working them out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking You, Master. Thanking You, God, for Your word, Lord, because we know that Your word is true. God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus to show us how to girdle ourselves up. Our mind, oh God, so it could be stayed on You. Prick our hearts, God. Oh, so our hearts could be clean and in righteous thinking and living, Master. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus to use us, God, for Your service. Yeah, and we're going to be careful to give You all the praise and give You all the honor in Jesus' holy name. We look forward to having You back with us on next Friday, same time, 7 to 7:30, and of course on Sunday evenings for God's David Ministry. And remember, the false prophets are everywhere. Yeah, but the believers in Christ will outnumber them. Remember that, and we thank God for you. And we bless you in the name. Yes, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We bless you going in and you're coming out. We bless you when you rise up early. Amen.